College means years of effort and possibly mountains of debt. So picking the right field can help you compete in a job market jammed with ever more graduates. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service explains that dilemma and looks at one college degree with great prospects.
At her December graduation from Washburn University, Lauren Jefferson donned a mortarboard decorated with shiny gold lightning bolts and great big letters.
It says, because my letter from Hogwarts never came.
Do you kind of wish it had?
Yes, because nursing school was very hard.
Hard, but now Jefferson isn't too worried about finding a job to pay her bills.
Now, do you have student loans to pay off?
Oh, yeah. Lots of loans, because this is my fifth year of college, so we got lots of loans.
Nurses are really in demand. Over a decade, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts nursing jobs will grow twice as fast as other careers. Kansas economists agree. The state's labor department gives registered nursing the highest possible marks for demand. That's based on the current vacancies in our state and on the short and long-term outlook. So what's going on?
10,000 Americans reach Medicare eligibility. 10,000 every day.
Monica Scheibmeier is the dean of Washburn's nursing school.
We've never had to deal with that before.
An older population means more healthcare needs at a time when lots of nurses are retiring. This is exactly the type of information economists suggest students look at. In-state tuition at a public university will run you $5,000, $10,000 a year, depending on the school you pick, and that's just tuition. So, how will the major you're considering connect to a job? What's the outlook for that job near you? Or are you willing to move? And what about pay? Nicole Smith is the chief economist at Georgetown's Center on Education and the Workforce, and she's looked at which jobs are growing in Kansas. There's a pattern.
Fastest growing are those that are using education most intensely.
Like nursing. And then, for the most part,
occupational industry categories that are not necessarily education intense are losing jobs over time.
Georgetown says the U.S. moved from the 2008 recession into a, quote, college economy. More of the country's good-paying jobs now go to people with bachelor's degrees than without them. Now, not everyone agrees on why that is. Some economists worry about degree inflation and the idea that we're actually getting more education than the skills that jobs really call for. Molly Scott is a senior researcher at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C.
Nationally, we have 60% of people who have at least some post-secondary ed, and 63% of jobs don't typically require it to do the job.
So some economists think the U.S. job market needs more college grads, and some worry the market isn't really making full use of the ones we already have. Either way, students picking their path are in a tough spot. In 1940, just 1 in 20 Americans had a bachelor's degree. Today, it's 1 in 3.
You do have to compete with people who have, you know, more education than, you know, we've ever had in our country, right? That's just a truism.
So getting just any degree doesn't guarantee the same prosperity that it once did. And some jobs could lose out to automation. But do something that involves working directly with people, with lots of critical thinking, and you're better off. Registered nurses fit the bill and have a solid path to middle-class living. In Kansas, they earn nearly $59,000 a year on average. They can go back to school later for specialized grad degrees that can earn six figures. So, back to that Washburn graduation. Another student, Kara Simon's mortarboard, said, "Can I take a nap now?" Nursing school was exhausting, but she landed a job offer before graduation.
It's so in demand. It's so versatile. You can go and get one degree, and then you can work at a million different places. You can work in any state, so it's exciting.
So when she and dozens of other nursing school students took their seats for the ceremony, they hopefully felt pretty good about the decision they made. After all, the job outlook right now is definitely in their favor. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.